Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants and welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am your host, Lucky, and today we are going over to the to my anime list. Sorry, where are we going again? We're going to my anime list. And we're going to be talking about some winter 2023 anime because, as you're going to find out on the weekend talk, I guess a little spoiler here. Yeah, there is like everything is going away. at least, you know, roughly speaking, right? Like roughly speaking, a lot of things are going away. So I just wanted to kind of go into it and, you know, kind of see what we have to look forward to, basically, is kind of the main thing. I really just want to make sure, because it looks like we got some pretty good ones that I haven't seen for a while. So, and by that, I only mean, like, one of them that I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing back. But either way, yeah, let's get straight into it, guys. Once again, this is from my anime list. There'll be a link in the info box if you guys want to follow along. But first off, we got Vinland Saga Season 2. Never got quite into that one, although one of my friends swears by it. They're reading, like, the manga right now. So yeah, I'll have to check that out at some point. And this is the one that I am excited about. The Misfit of Demon King Academy 2. The Misfit of Demon King Academy kind of played a lot of its cards in the first season. So they did leave something. I won't say exactly what, but they kind of answered a lot of questions that I felt like, oh, well, obviously they opened the door for a lot of things, but I felt like if they didn't ever have another season again, it wouldn't have been like the worst thing in the world, but it did leave a couple of big cliffhangers going on. So I'm glad to see what's going to be happening. If you guys haven't seen it, basically, I won't summarize it, but another power trip fantasy kind of thing, especially with Anos, what's his name? Anos Voldigold or something like that. Next up is the Step on Me Girl anime, Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro, Second Attack. Okay, that is an aggressive title right there. You know, it's really funny to me because if you watch this show, Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro, like, I kind of have an idea of what you're into. Like, that's how telling this anime is. You know what I mean? Like, that's how telling it is when you watch it. I'm not here to judge, but I'm here to tell you that you need to get out. No, I, you know, obviously the Step On Me Girl gimmick has been around for a while. I guess, like, it's mostly with, like, yandere's are, like, the typical thing. You know, the first Step On Me Girl that I ever... I hate using that term, by the way. Step On Me Girl that I ever heard about was, I think, Rin Tosaka from Fate Stay Night. I don't know if she is or not, but she was the first one that I ever heard somebody use that term on. So, yeah, I don't know. Either way. Then we have Tokyo Revengers Christmas Showdown. So I have not watched Tokyo Revengers. I kind of fell off the series, if I'm being honest with you. I fell off real hard. And haven't gone back. And I'm kind of mixed on whether I want to come back or not. I know they have, like, they had the live action or whatever. So I don't know if that's going to get me back in, if I'm being honest with you. So then we have Bungo Stray Dogs 4th season. I'd love it if one of you guys could let me know whether or not this is good. I've just heard of it. I haven't heard anything about it, whether it's good or bad. But if it's gotten 4 straight seasons, I mean, I'd imagine it'd have to do something right, right? So, anyway, next we have Bofuri. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's basically Rising of the Shield Hero, but in a video game. That's kind of a terrible description of it, but that's basically what it is. Johnny and Michael have told me a lot of great things about this anime, and she doesn't want to get hurt, so she maxes out her defense or something like that, so she's, like, super overpowered in defense. Haven't really seen it. I've seen the turtle, I've seen, like, certain parts of it, but yeah. So let me see here. Then we have, oh, this is interesting. Near Automata version 1.1a. So I, man, they are really milking Near Automata, bro. They are milking Near Automata, dude. That's like, 'cause so if you guys don't know what Near Automata is, it's a sequel to Nier, both video games from Square Enix, I believe, and Nier Automata, I feel like it came out like 4 years ago or something like that. Let me see when it is. Like it came out a long time ago. 2017, yeah. And they're still milking this thing. By the way, it seems like it's a good game. Never played it before, but I've heard pretty good things about it. But I'm interested to see what the idea behind it is, 'cause okay, let's just be honest here. So, if you guys don't know, there's 1A and 1B or something like that. They're basically androids, and they're the main characters of the video game. And 1A is the girl. So we're fi I think I'm figuring out roughly why they're making this anime. I don't think. Let's just say this. I don't think we're gonna get the boy version. How about that? How much you want to bet? It is not gonna happen. Either way, next up we have Inspector Season 2. By the way, I've been waiting for this one for a long time. I watched this, I think I remember it coming out in 2017, 2018. Yeah, I was still in California. I want to say it was at least 3 years ago, for sure. But yeah, this one I really want to see, and I'm just like, it's an interesting concept, right? If you guys haven't seen the first season, I'll tell you like a rough synopsis of it. I'm not gonna like spoil the ending of it or anything like that, but I'll just tell you roughly what happened in the first episode. So there's this girl who can speak to spirits, all that kind of stuff. She meets this guy who is basically immortal, and spirits like are afraid of him. Also, his blood is like poisonous to spirits or to yokai as well. So it's a very interesting series, and we got introduced to like a main villain last time. So I kind of like the relationship between the girl and the guy. I find it kind of interesting, you know. But that's all I'll say about it. Then we have this one, which I heard a little bit about. No idea what it is. Tomo-chan is a girl. So let's see what it is. Let's read the synopsis here. Tomo Aizawa and Junichiro Jun Kubota are the tightest bros you'd ever see. They roughhouse and spa. Oh no, I know where this is going. But through thick and thin, they've got each other's back. Yet there's just one small problem. Tomo is in love with Jun since she was young. Oh gosh. Tomboyish Tomo. Sorry, I'm just cracking up. Tomo has just another one of the well, was just an, has been just another one of the guys due to his extreme muscle brain nature. Jun doesn't notice any of her advances, not even when she explicitly confesses to add insult to injury. For the longest time, he didn't even realize she was a girl. Tomo-chan is a girl, follows the comedic hijinks of Tomo and her friends as she tries to catch Jun's eye. I and escape the infamous bro zone. That's hilarious. I don't know about you guys. That is great. I love that. Let's check it out. I'm down to check that one out. I think that sounds good. That's gonna be. I didn't say what the dates are for any of this. I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me a second. Vinland Saga, January 10th. I don't know where these are coming out on. So I can tell you roughly what I think some of them are gonna come out on. Then Misfit of Demon King Academy. Definitely going to be Crunchyroll. I remember that being on there. Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro. Definitely going to be on Crunchyroll. Both of those are going to be January 8th. Both Misfit of Demon King Academy and Nagatoro. Tokyo Revengers Christmas Showdown is going to be on January 8th. Crunchyroll again. Bungo Stray Dogs season 4, January 4th. I think I've seen that on Crunchyroll, but I don't know if the new season is going to be on there. Bofuri, I don't want to get hurt, blah 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 blah. January 11th, that is most likely going to be on Crunchyroll because that was on Funimation before. Nier Automata, no idea when that where that's going on to, but that is on January 8th as well. I'd assume Crunchyroll, since all those other Crunchyroll things were coming out January 8th. Then we have Inspector Season 2. That's January 9th. Crunchyroll was the it's a Crunchyroll original, so I'd imagine it'd be on there. Then we have Tomo-chan as a Girl. That's January 5th. Let's just say Crunchyroll, unless I think otherwise. Is it wrong to try and pick up a girls in a dungeon? Season 4, Part 2. This one should be on high. Wait, no. Is that part two? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sorry, hold on. Is that what that says? Is wrong to try to pick up girls? Yeah. Huh. That's a cool thumbnail here. Sorry, we got like Wise and everybody on there from the. This is interesting. Okay, anyway. This is gonna be mostly on High Dive, most likely on there. That's because the High Dive got so I don't know how High Dive got the rights to Dungeon, but hey, good on them, right? This will be on January 5th. Be honest with you, I haven't seen the first part of this. That is something we should probably talk about at some point. Maybe that would be a great idea for the weekly review if I end up doing it. Sorry, there's a lot of I'm traveling out of town, so I don't know if I'm gonna get to it, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, The Angel Next Door spoils me rotten. What is this? After catching a cold, giving his only umbrella to a girl sitting in the rain, Amane Fujimiya only expects her to eventually return it. However, Mahiro Shina, the angel of Amane's school and his neighbor, instead gives him a lot more than that. Instead of just the umbrella, sorry, I'm getting a little scared here. Instead of just the umbrella, she insists on returning the favor by helping him recover from his cold. However, she is oblivious to the battlefield that is Amane's apartment. The only word Mahiro finds finds from her mouth to describe the chaos is unsightly. But despite her unsympathetic description, Mahiru proceeds to help the hopeless Amane. The Angel Next Door Spoils Me Rotten follows Amane as he is taken care of by Mahiru, who attends to various chores from cleaning his apartment to cooking dinner. Is there anything that the angel cannot do? Okay. What, you know what I mean? Like, I think we know where that's going. It's going to be out on January 7th, by the way. Let's say Crunchyroll. How about Crunchyroll, guys? Okay, wait a minute. Spy Classroom. What does that mean? We've already had Assassination Classroom. What is Spy Classroom? By the way, I'm probably gonna cut this in half, guys, because there is a lot here. So I'm probably gonna do like one today. Do another one tomorrow. Although once again, you can always go ahead, but I'm just gonna go ahead and cover the rest tomorrow. So. Yeah, let's go over this spy classroom. What is this, dude? After a gruesome war wreaked havoc on the general populace, the governments of the world turned to a more elusive tactic to further their agendas, a war fought in the shadows. Lily, a beautiful, of course it's a beautiful girl. A beautiful girl with white locks is a stu that's such a weird description. Is a student in one of the many institutions that train youths into becoming capable spies. Unfortunately, despite scoring well in the written exam, she only manages to barely pass her practicals. With no real-world skills to speak of, her hopes of graduating are dismal. Until she is offered an opportunity to join the mysterious team Tomoshibi and partake in an impassable mission. Excited at the prospect of working with the elite, Lily enthusiastically accepts. However, she is struck dumb when she arrives at Kagero Palace, and the true purpose of Tomoshibi and its hopeless situation comes into light. Joined by other problematic female spies, along with a mysterious young man spearheading the operation, Lily realizes that this is not the ideal escapade she had pictured. Okay, what is this? Because this sounds like a harem. This sounds like a. Let me look down here. I think they have the thing. Oh, it is a harem. Okay, perfect. I was like, dude, this look, I mean, just from the look of it, and when you say there's one young man at the spearheading it, come on. I mean, listen, I've watched enough harems to know what a harem is, okay? You know, I know what's going on here. I think we'll go ahead and stop it there, guys. Wow, there is a lot coming out, dude. Oh my goodness gracious. Is there anything else that I want to like bring up right now? Yeah, there's a lot, dude. Oh my gosh. I don't even think I could get through this in two episodes, but we're gonna try our best. Either way, guys, hopefully you enjoyed that episode. Once again, the link to the My Anime MAL or My Anime List will be in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real REAL at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.